The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Port Adelaide.
One little bit, Bix.
Were unable to crack a determined Brisbane outfit on Saturday night. Let's find out all the ins and outs. Brett Montgomery, assistant coach from the Power, joins us. Monty, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, boys.
Monty.
Hey, it was a tough, hard-fought encounter, but unfortunately the Lions seemed to own the big moments late in the game. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree with that, particularly when they got their noses in front. I think it was one of those games where we came up against a team that's, I think, really, really hot at the moment. We were able to get them to change the way they played. We were able to get back in front after what was a dreadful start. But yeah, just when we hit the front and got ourselves 10 points in front, we just didn't show the composure we would have liked.
We'll get back to that point, Monty. I want to start at the start. Another four-goal start to the opposition. I know it's away. You fought back, which is great. The decision-making of starting Paddy in ruck this week and not Lysette?
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of venue stuff where the ball bounces a little bit higher. You can certainly get some penetration from centre bounce. Not that we haven't been getting it with Scotty, but we wanted to get Paddy up and about nice and early. We want to make sure that we're providing the best opportunities for both players forward and around the ball. So, look, we thought that Paddy had a bit more scope in his game, and by getting him into the centre bounce to begin with, we thought we might be able to tap into it.
Okay. And the starts, another four-goal start, have you spoken about that? Is that something that needs to be addressed? Is it an event? Is it a trend? Where do you sit with that only after three games, Monty?
Yeah, I think other than acknowledging that it's poor and something needs to change, the intervention, if you like, if there is any, will come later in the week about the way we prepare our players pre-running out or out on the ground or whatever it might be. The answer to that might be we don't need to change anything and we've just been jumped. But clearly in the last 2 weeks in particular, defensively, we just haven't got the job done, particularly in the first 10 minutes. So that's something that we will look to shore up really, really quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting. Connor Rosie has a shot from probably 15 or 20 metres out, which was the first score of the game and unfortunately missed. We'll get to him in a minute because he was outstanding. But in tight games, you need to make the most of the opportunities. And there were periods, particularly in the second quarter, where you just didn't finish off in front of goal. That must be frustrating, particularly when it was a couple of your senior players.
Yeah, because nothing's changed in terms of bad goal kicking, bad footy. I think every club will take their turn, and they generally do take their turn in that space where it doesn't go as well for them as they would have liked. But I think all the guys mentioned that we know about were so out of character for them. So I would expect that they'd tidy that up pretty quick and we wouldn't see that again. So, like you said, 2-7 in the second quarter or thereabouts didn't really give us the dominance on the scoreboard that we were showing around the ground.
Well, one bloke who was outstanding, Connor Rose, he's in just his third game, 5 goals, 2. Just his calmness around goal and some of the things he did was outstanding. So you must be absolutely excited to have him at your footy club and showing what he did so early on in his career.
Well, we're thrilled to have him. We were thrilled when his name was called out. What I would say is the preparation he came to the club with from the programs he's had previously was first class. He turned up as a young player that they don't, which is quite rare that they come in with such footy smarts and acumen around all phases of the game, and he brought that with him. So we had a pretty good product on our hands day one, and it's no surprise to us that he's been able to show those talents so early in the season. And I think, yeah, you mentioned the 5 goals, 2, and one of the ones he missed was probably the easiest shot he had for the day. So he really has impressed us with his how clean he is, particularly when the ball can be a bit dewy, and even last week when the rain set in. So he was a class above in that area.
Yeah. Rocky, he okay? And what about Robbie Gray while we're at it?
I think at this point we're pretty confident that they've both pulled up to a level that we're happy with this time of the week. Obviously, they'll need to get through quite a few things, jump through a few hoops, but we'll get them handed back to us from the guys downstairs in medical and conditioning later in the week, and I'm pretty sure they'll be fine.
Okay, and just an update on Charlie Dixon. Will he play again this year? What's his medical prognosis with that injury, Brett? How's it going?
Yeah, look, all reports is that the latest procedure that he's had done around the ankle was really a successful one. They found they found something in there that we needed them to find, because if they went in there and found nothing, we'd be sort of scratching our heads. So he's pretty clear about where he's at in terms of bouncing back and recovery. Time frames, we've been given none. In terms of his mental state and his attitude, well, we're really happy with the player we've got, who's on track to build up again. But I think it'd be silly of me to put a time on it. It'd be even sillier of me to say that he wouldn't be back this year.
Yeah, okay. And just one general one, the umpiring in round three's copped some confusion amongst some coaches. I called it the worst umpiring in the history of the game. I might have gone a bit hard on that one, Monty. Especially this forceful contact below the knees. Is there any confusion with the players and the coaches? Is there any frustration with the interpretation of that one specifically?
Not that I'm fully aware of. You're asking my opinion about the rule. I think the intention of the rule is a really good one. The adjudication of it, I'm probably not going to speak in quite as glowing terms. But I think the rule's a good one. Has it been umpired exactly how it was intended? Probably not. It's a tough game to umpire these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, well said. Hey, Monty, well done. Richmond Saturday, a cracking game ahead for you guys. You'll bounce back. I thought you were unlucky in the end. Maybe the better team did win. They were in front for most of the day. But, mate, thanks for your time. Great work.
No, pleasure.
There you go, Monty. Brett Montgomery, assistant coach of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Book your Port Adelaide Footy Club 2019 Shanghai packages with RAA Travel. Packages start from $929, which includes your China entry visa. Book yours at raa.com.au. Just repeating the news, Dustin Martin has been offered a 2-game ban for that incident which took place behind the play, made high contact with his opponent.
And the reason I say that to Monty at the end, contested ball, Port 1, 47-43. Stoppages, 165 to 158. Plus 11 for tackles, plus 9 for inside 50s. They just couldn't convert on the scoreboard. I mean, I know they got jumped at the start, but they really did fight back. It was good, but, you know, they didn't get the cigar.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.